Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, July 18th, and I have to confess to you, I missed a staff birthday yesterday. Mr. Vince Blackerby, our Director of Operations, had his birthday yesterday. I think he turned 21. Happy birthday, Vince. We're so glad that you are on staff at Mountain Brook Baptist. Today we are in the book of Matthew. We're continuing on in the Sermon on the Mount. We have a very short passage today, only 14 verses. So if it's okay with you, we're going to do it a little differently. There are three sections. There's judging others, and then there's ask, seek, or knock, and then there's a section about the narrow gate. After each section, I have a couple of questions that I've written out that I want to present to you to allow us to think deeply about how this passage of Scripture integrates into our day today. And then at the end, it's Tuesday, so we'll do Thankful Tuesday to wrap it up. Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 1. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Here are some of the questions that I have for us as we contemplate this text of Scripture. Who have you judged this week? Have you considered whether you are judging them fairly? Are prayer and judgment intertwined in your life? I don't think this passage is telling us that we shouldn't judge necessarily, because it says when we can see clearly, then we can remove the speck from our brother's eyes. So my final question is, have you asked the Lord to help you see clearly in situations that need discernment? Now let's move on to verse 7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Questions as it relates to this passage. What are you asking God for in this season? Are you trusting in our Father who gives gifts to those who ask Him? How can you advocate on behalf of others in prayer today? And then, as noted in verse 12, are you living in a way that does unto others what you would have them do unto you? Okay, let's move on to the narrow and the wide gate, verses 13 and 14. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. We pause, Lord, to articulate that we want to be on the road that leads to life. And we know that is through our Lord Jesus Christ. and He calls us to abundant life here on earth through obedience to Your will. Lord, we ask ourselves, are we following the narrow gate as it relates to relationship mending, discipleship practice, financial stewardship, pursuit of God's kingdom, joy, and peace? Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Hope that those questions got us thinking about how we're integrating our daily rhythm of reading God's Word into life today. It is Thankful Tuesday, so we typically do a person, place, thing, and attribute of God, which we will do, but just like last week, we were going through the A to Z of thankfulness. So I think we left off on G, so I'm going to tell you a couple more letters and something you can be thankful for as it relates to that letter. For H, we can be thankful for our health, our home, our holidays. For I, integrity, inspiration, ideas. J, a job or joy. K, kindness, kids, knowledge. L, love and laughter, life and learning. M, memories, our mind, movies. N, nature and naps. And then finally, O, opportunities and opinions. We'll do P through the end of the alphabet next time. Will you pray with me? Father, we enter into prayer now, aware of our need for You, thankful that You give us Your Word and remind us in it what it means to follow Jesus. Help us, Lord, to continue down the path of righteousness. Help us, Lord, to be a people who are not overly judgmental, but see the plank in our own eye first, and then can help others on the path of following Jesus. Lord, we do come to You today to ask, to seek, to knock, to ask You to be at work in situations. We ask on behalf of our brothers and sisters who need a touch. We pray for those who need healing, both physical and spiritual. And we ask for our brothers and sisters around the world who are being persecuted. Lord, we want to stop and thank You for a person in our lives. We thank You for a place, a thing, and an attribute where You show Yourself to us and we learn who You are. Thank You for something from A to Z, Lord. We do thank You for our homes and for joy and for naps and nature and for opportunities to see You at work around us. We love You, Lord. We pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.